I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Africa's parliament formally chose Cyril Ramaphosa as the country's new president Thursday. Chief Justice Mogoeng made the announcement.
I declare the Honorable Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa duly elected President of the Republic of South Africa.
Cyril Ramaphosa said he would work hard not to disappoint the people of South Africa in brief remarks after he was elected president. Authorities in southern Florida have charged a 19-year-old man with 17 counts of premeditated murder in connection with the latest mass shooting in a U.S. school. Police arrested Nicholas Cruz after the attack Wednesday at Majory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, about 70 kilometers north of Miami. They said he was a former student there who began firing outside of the school and continued to shoot inside the building before eventually blending in with a group of students as they fled. In addition to the 17 deaths authorities reported as of late Wednesday, the shooting left others hospitalized. Ethiopia's prime minister has announced he will resign in what he says is an effort to advance reforms aimed at easing the country's political unrest. Bronwyn Benito reports that Hailemariam Desalegn said he has submitted his letter of resignation as both prime minister and chairman of the ruling EPRDF coalition.
The prime minister said he is stepping down to be part of the solution and for the success of the reforms and the solutions we have put in place. He hoped parliament would accept his resignation.
You can follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, video, stories, and more. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the administration is working to ensure Lebanon's southern borders remain calm amid tensions.